Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Five Questions With. Last week, we had some amazing guests on the show, and boy, did we deep dive into their worlds. But here's the best part. We also uncovered their fun and playful sides. Our host, Scott Fullerton, has a treat for you today. You see, Five Questions isn't just about serious stuff. We like to keep it light and quirky, too. We ask questions that let our guests show their wonderfully unique and playful sides. Imagine this. What would they do if they woke up as a squirrel one day? Or what's their favorite ice cream flavor that describes their personality? It's all about bringing out their hidden quirks and having a blast along the way. We believe that even the most successful and accomplished individuals have a fun side, and we're here to celebrate that. So get ready to witness the fun and playful side of our extraordinary guests. You'll laugh, you'll smile, and you might just discover a thing or two about them that you never knew. So sit back, grab a drink, and get ready for the show.
All righty, everyone. If it's Tuesday, it's time for another Five Questions With. And back in studio with me, we have the amazing Lupe Dragon back. She is a fantastic singer and songwriter. We had her on the show last week. If you missed the interview, be sure to check the link down below. Great chat about her music career and everything she's doing out there. She was on our buddy Sean and Manny's podcast. She's on a small little tour across New Jersey and down in southern states there. Welcome back, Lupe. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Scott?
I am so excited to have you back. I love the new song, Cruise Control. Absolutely amazing. You ready to play a little Five Questions, though? Put you on the hot seat?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Question number one. If your music was an ice cream flavor, what would be in it and what would you call it?
Rainbow birthday cake, and just, it's vanilla ice cream and drowning in rainbow sprinkles.
I love that. That's great. All right. Question number two. I know in your day job, you kind of work in publicity and social media. Who do you think in the music industry right now is just killing it on social media? And who do you think needs to give you a call these days?
Chelsea Cutler has great social media. She just makes it moody and vibey. It's like an independent film. I love watching her stuff. Kanye West probably needs to call me. It's something. I don't know how to name it.
I don't know if you alone could help him. I think he needs some professional help as well, but good call on that. I agree 100%. Good call on that, Lupe. All right, question number three. Of course, we know your incredible talent from the songs we heard last week, and now you are a world singing sensation. You're selling out stadiums. You're selling out arenas everywhere. What are three writers you now demand to have in your dressing room?
Ooh, great question. Ryan Tedder from One Republic writes really great music. Oh my goodness, love him. Demi Lovato.
Let's start over on this. A writer is like things like green M&Ms or Evian water or something like that. Three things for like to have in your dressing room that you have to have star.
Oh, you meant like I thought you meant like a songwriter.
No, a writer, R-I-D-E-R. Sorry, I'm not speaking well today.
Oh, okay. Let me start again then. Okay. Twix, chamomile tea, and water. That'd be enough for me.
You are pretty easy going there. I like that. Twix is like the fanciest thing involved. I love it. All righty. And I think you answered this on an interview, but I'm going to ask it again here for five questions. Where's been your favorite place to perform, and what locations are on your wish list to perform?
I don't even remember what I said in the last interview, but I did an open mic at Pete's Candy Store in Williamsburg, and that's also on my wish list to do like a full set. So that place is on my list. Rockwood Music Hall would be cool. A really big, big, big one would be Madison Square Garden, because I always walk past it when I'm in the city. That would be like home run for me.
Nice. Good choices. You deserve all three of them, my friend. Very cool.
Thank you.
All right. And question number five, if you could perform a duet with any animated character, who would you want it to be and what would you want to sing with them?
That is such a loaded question. So this character doesn't sing, but he's played by Jamie Foxx. The movie Soul, I forget the name of the lead person, but he plays the piano. He makes jazz music. If they made the character sing, him, 100% him, I would sing any jazz number, do it with him, because he's cool and that's a good movie.
I love that. And that was an amazing movie, too. Very good choice. All right. Super duper. Lupe Dragon, you made it through five questions. Remind everyone where they can find your amazing music and follow you on social media.
My handle is at Lupe Dragon, LupeDragon, except for TikTok. It's at Lupe the Dragon. And you can follow me on Spotify, Apple Music, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and anywhere else you can find my name.
There you go. Stay in the line for me, Lupe. Guys, be sure to check out the full interview below. We had a great chat last week. She has some amazing music out. Listen to Cruise Control right now, and we will see you next time, because if it's Tuesday, it's time for five questions. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye. Everyone, if it's Tuesday, it's time for another five questions with. I'm so excited to have back in studio with me Hervé Leve is here. He's the COO and general manager of the Magic Castle in Los Angeles, California. We had an amazing interview last week, learning all about his journey, the fantastic clubs he's worked, and the great stuff he's been doing at the castle. Has such a steep history there. We talked all about our interview. Check out the link below so you can listen to the entire thing. Hervé, welcome back. Are you ready to play a little five questions, my friend?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Question number one. I mean, you're a COO, you're a general manager, you've worked some of the most exclusive clubs around the country. Imagine you have a magic wand that can just do the mundane task for you. What's the first job you want your magic wand to take care of?
I believe it's going to be cleaning my bathroom.
There you go. That would be nice, right? I love that. All right, and question number two. The Magic Castle is such a magical place. It's actually the clubhouse for the Magician Society. What's the most magical place you've ever visited outside of the Magic Castle? Be it for vacation or for a restaurant experience, or what's the most magical place you visited?
Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Nice.
I am in love with that town.
That has such a great gay vibe lately, and it has such great entertainers and food. Puerto Vallarta is a place to go. Good answer. What's your favorite time to go? A lot of people go there at Christmas time. That's probably your busiest season. When can you get away?
I try to go there 3 to 4 times a year. So I love going, obviously, outside the summertime. But, you know, I mean, going to all the gay bars, going, you know, the Zona Romantica, eat amazing food, the shrimp, I'm out of words because it's
and
so
the entertainment the last 5 or 6 years have been just out of this world. They have some amazing entertainers there.
That's right.
I love that. Good answer. All right, question number three. We really didn't talk about it in your interview. You are on some amazing boards and everything. One is the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce. You recently had Mark Ruffalo, Eugene Levy, who I love, Lenny Kravitz get stars. Who would be your three picks for the next stars that aren't necessarily already chosen, but who would you like to see have stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Ooh, that's a very hard question. I'm not sure. I'm
Do you have a
sorry.
favorite entertainer of yours that you love to see that you think deserves to be on there?
I think, I'll go with a couple of magicians. Maybe like I will bring the magic to the stars. Going maybe, David Goldreich, going to Johnny S. Palmer, going to John George. Trying to get, like the stars in entertainment, and magic industry.
Very good. I love that. All right, question number four. We did talk about in the interview where the Magic Castle does have a serious dress code. It brings the old Hollywood glamour and everyone's kind of dressed up and you have this white tablecloth experience. I'm so lucky. I mean, you've been in all of these great clubs over the place where I'm sure it's very kind of have to wear that suit and tie every day. I'm lucky to find you in a Magic Castle t-shirt today. How does Hervé kind of dress down and relax? What's a comfortable outfit for you?
So, I wear obviously like today during the day I can wear my shirt and my jeans, but right before dinner service I have to put I have to wear full suits with beautiful like tie and obviously pocket square. But then when I as soon as I get home, you find me wearing shorts or my underwear and wearing t-shirts or like some flip-flops. And in fact, when I'm off, I'm always like very, very casual.
There you go. You're in Puerto Vallarta gear all year round. I like that. Very nice. All right, and question number five, Hervé. I mean, we've talked about the amazing food at the castle. If you could find out the secret of a magic trick or the secret ingredient in one of your chef's favorite creations, which would you rather find out?
I would believe that I would try. It's a very tricky question because I don't want to find out the magic. I don't want to. I want to be like a kid that see the magic every single day. And because usually when you find out, you're disappointed. And so I would
True.
go with the food.
There you go. And what is your favorite dish by your chef right now, that you like to eat when you have time to eat on your shifts there?
I love the Chilean sea bass. It's my favorite. It's served with lemon butter sauce. I just think this is the best thing ever.
Amazing. Well, Hervé Levi, thank you so much for coming back on the Left is Trade Show and answering five questions.
Well, thank you so much for hosting me today.
My pleasure. And let everyone know again, real quick, where they can find you on social media and the website.
Yes, it's magiccastle.com. And you can find it also on Instagram under Magic Castle. And we also have a Facebook page.
Fantastic. Hervé, stay on the line for me. Thanks so much. Guys, be sure to check out our full interview down below. Magic Castle is a huge historic landmark in LA. It's one of the best places that you'll ever might not have a chance to get to. I appreciate you listening to Five Questions. We'll see you next Tuesday, because if it's Tuesday, it is time for Five Questions with. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
The Magic Castle in Hollywood, California is a private clubhouse for magicians and magic enthusiasts, and the home of the Academy of Magical Arts. The castle was founded by brothers Milt and Bill Larson, the sons of magician William Larson Sr. and his wife Irene Larson. The Academy of Magical Arts was incorporated in 1961, and the castle opened its doors on January 2, 1963. Since then, it has become known as the Mecca for magicians throughout the world. Its membership has grown to about 5,000 active magicians and non-magician members. The Magic Castle harkens back to the olden days of film and magic. It's nestled in the Hollywood Hills and still maintains a strict dress code to relive that Hollywood glamour.
Thanks for joining Left of Straight Podcasts for another episode of Five Questions with. Special thanks to our guests, singer and songwriter Lupe Dragon and COO and general manager of the Magic Castle in Hollywood, Hervé Levy. Join us every Tuesday as we put our guests from the previous week's interviews back on the hot seat for 5 more questions. You will never miss an episode of any of our podcasts if you follow us on social media and subscribe on your favorite podcast distributor. Also, be sure to check out our website, www.leftofstraight.com, where you will find contact information, special events, and monthly contests. We will see you next week, because if it's Tuesday, it's time for 5 Questions with...